Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, God is not done with Israel, Romans 11. What then is the status of Israel? What about Israel's future and God's promises to them? Romans chapter 11 deals with these issues. Chapter 11 begins with yet another rhetorical question that reaches back to the issues of Romans 3:3 and Romans 9:6. We read there, Romans 3:3, "For what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect?" And then in 9:6, "But it is not that the word of God has taken no effect, for they are not all Israel who are of Israel." And then in Romans 11:1, "I say then, has God cast away his people? Certainly not, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham of the tribe of Benjamin." Israel's unfaithfulness has not canceled out the faithfulness of God, the word of God, or the fact that they are still his chosen people. God's election purposes still stand. In Romans 11:1-3, Paul presents three lines of evidence showing that God has not abandoned his people Israel. Verse 1, Paul, an example of God's remnant. Verse 2, God's foreknowing of Israel, he has a plan. Verse 2, God's revelation to God's revelation to Elijah, he always has a remnant. Elijah ministered during some of the darkest days of apostasy in Israel's history. Yet even then, God still had a remnant. Romans 11:3-4, "Lord, they have killed your prophets, torn down your altars, and I alone am left. And they seek my life." But what does the divine response say to him? This is to Elijah. "I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal." Sometimes we might feel all alone, but we're never totally alone. There may be other believers around that we don't even know about. Elijah said, "I alone am left." But he was wrong. Things were 7,000 times better than he thought. God always has a remnant. Romans 11:5, "Even so then, at this present time," right now, "at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace." Paul's conclusion is this, Romans 11:7. "What then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect have obtained it, and the rest were blinded." Israel has pursued righteousness in the wrong way, by works, and thus being blinded to the truth, did not obtain it. In contrast, the elect grace remnant has obtained righteousness on the basis of faith. However, the present condition of Israel should not cause the Gentiles to gloat. Romans 11:18, "Do not boast against the branches, but if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you." Gentiles must remember that they are merely grafted in. Gentiles are indebted to the Jews. Jesus was a Jew. Salvation is of the Jews, John 4:22. All the spiritual blessings that the Gentiles enjoy tie back to the Jewish root system. See Genesis 12:3. In the Abrahamic covenant, all the families of the earth are blessed as seen ultimately in the coming of the Messiah, who was a descendant, humanly speaking, of Abraham. Romans 11:20, "Well said, because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear." It was not because the Gentiles were so special that this happened, that they were grafted in. It's not because they were so special, but rather because of Jewish unbelief. There's no place for gloating. The Gentiles stand by faith, which is a non-meritorious standing. The problem of Israel has been their unbelief. It is the only thing standing in the way of their being grafted back in again to their promised covenant blessings. And Paul goes on to say in verse 23 that God is able to graft them in again. And so he says in Romans 11:25, "I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Verses 25 through 27 are the crux of the matter concerning Israel and the church. A mystery is something that previously was unknown. In context, it refers to the fact that God would temporarily set national Israel aside for a time in which there would be a Gentile emphasis that is predominant. Throughout the context of Romans 9 through 11, this Gentile emphasis relates to the church age, in which most believers are found to be Gentile in background. The Gentiles are not to think that because they responded to the gospel, and the Jews largely did not, that they as Gentiles are somehow smarter. There is no room for being conceited. It is to be noted that blindness on the part of Israel is not total. It is only in part. Again, God always has a Jewish remnant. Furthermore, this blindness is only temporary until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. The fullness of the Gentiles marks the time when the church is complete, at the time of the rapture. Once the church is complete, God will then resume his program with Israel, and which will culminate in the second coming. The rapture of the church will be followed by the seven-year tribulation period, during which Israel will finally come to see Jesus as her Messiah. God is not done with Israel. No, not by a long shot. And Romans 11 proves it. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.